Hi there, welcome to today's episode of How to Raise Baby Chicks. My name is Mayotte Van Eidert. I am here with you for the next 16 weeks every day, showing you how to raise baby chicks from day old until they're lambs. I'm also the founder of the website Pamper Chicken Mama, and we have a line of chicken feeds and herbal treats for backyard chickens. Now, I thought a really good topic to talk about today is a question I get quite a bit, and it's why don't all the eggs in a clutch hatch? So either you've been incubating these eggs in your incubator, or maybe they're being hatched out by a hen, but there's a number of eggs there, and when they hatch, only a few of them hatch. Or maybe, 90% of them hatch, and you have a couple that don't, right? This is actually a really common thing to happen, both in the wild, right, naturally, or in an incubator. It's a really common thing to happen, and it can upset a lot of owners. Maybe they think they did something wrong, but it's actually really common and kind of expected. So there are actually a number of reasons why all the eggs in a clutch don't hatch, and we'll kind of knock them off one by one here. Now, the first reason could be that the conditions inside the incubator or under the hen weren't ideal. This comes down to basically temperature and humidity. So when you are hatching eggs, or when the hen is hatching eggs, the eggs need a fairly consistent temperature of 99.5 degrees Fahrenheit and a humidity level of around 50%. And you need slightly less humidity during the first 18 days of incubation, and then a slightly higher degree of humidity during the last 3 or 4 days of incubation. It takes about 21 days for eggs to hatch. The first 18 days, they have to be turned three to five times a day. You want to do it in an odd number. And then the last 3 days, 3 to 4 days, until they actually hatch, they have to just sit in one place so the chick can prepare itself to be born. During this time, you need that consistent temperature, and then the humidity levels have to be correct. So when all the eggs don't hatch, or when a large proportion of the eggs don't hatch, it can sometimes be because of the temperature not being consistent or being correct, or more likely it's the humidity. In most incubators, the temperature remains constant, especially if you use something like an automatic forced air incubator. It's usually a humidity issue, but that's not the only reason why that can happen. Now, something else that is more common than people realize is that when inside the egg, the chicks actually can run out of air during the last few days of incubation. So when the chick is starting to hatch, it twists itself and it gets itself into position to peck through the egg and hip and zip, right? The other thing it does is it starts to pip through the inner membrane, and before it starts to pip out of the eggshell. During this time, it can actually run out of oxygen. There's only a set amount of oxygen in the egg, and it can just run out of air while it's trying to hatch. This is actually fairly common. In these cases, if you know that it's alive, but it's not going well, right? It's not getting enough air, or the hatching isn't going well and you're not sure why, you can always try drilling an air or a hole into that cell, that air cell. It's probably something only an experienced professional should do, but it is an option if you think that there's not going to be enough air for your chick in there. But again, it's only something to do in it's like a last-ditch attempt at saving the chick's life. In that same sort of vein, something else that can happen is just simply the chick runs out of energy to be born. So when they're being born, what they have to do is they have to pip through the inner membrane, pip through the shell, and then it's called zipping, which is where they actually create a break in the shell where they can actually push the eggshell out and enter the world, right? Sometimes they flat out just run out of energy, they can't finish it, and then they die. That is, in my experience, a lot less common than them running out of air, or it would be a temperature or humidity issue. I got a chick right here. My little chick is being naughty. It's less common, but it can happen, and it probably happens more often than we realize. Another problem that can happen is that for whatever reason, the chick just isn't developing normally. So it makes it to the final few days of the hatch. You do your final candling and you see that it's in there, it's moving, it's alive, and it just never comes out. That could be due to something as simple as it just didn't have the right build to be born. Maybe the heart didn't develop correctly, the lungs didn't develop correctly, whatever part of their body, the organs, it just didn't develop correctly. And in the final few days, they just couldn't get through the rest of it, the rest of, you know, being born. Something else that can happen is that they just can't get into the right position to actually pip through the inner membrane or the eggshell itself. And I've seen this happen quite a few times when we've autopsied eggs that just for whatever reason didn't hatch, and we see that the chick was just never got into the right position. Or something else that's happened to us is we've had chicks that have half pipped, or it just looks like they're struggling to get out of the egg, and we've sort of gone in there and helped them pick through the outer shell. And it's just been really obvious that if we hadn't done that, the chick never would have hatched, because it just wasn't in the right position to actually break through the eggshell. So that is something that has actually happened fairly frequently. Now, the final reason that not all the eggs in a clutch will hatch is because of something called shrink wrapping. And this goes back to the humidity issue. Shrink wrapping basically is when the inner membrane gets stuck to the chick and the chick ends up not being able to move. And it's called shrink wrapping, like if you shrink wrap a piece of meat, it just covers the entire piece of meat and nothing can get in, nothing can get out. And it's kind of the same idea. So in this case, what happens is the chick tries to get out, it tries to break through the membrane. It might get halfway out, it might be partially successful, but for whatever reason, it has gotten the inner membrane stuck to its down because it's wet, right? And it can't actually finish the job. And then in this case, usually what happens is it dies. This can happen before it pips, it can happen during pipping, it can happen during zipping. We've actually had it happen in all three stages. And again, this is tied to the humidity issue, because during those last few days, you want the humidity to be higher, specifically so that this doesn't happen. So a humidity range of like 50 to 60% is really ideal. And something that can happen sort of very similar to this is when the chick gets shrink-wrapped because the other chicks jostle the egg so much that they actually break the egg. And this is something we see a lot when a number of chicks have hatched, but not all of them. And so when the chicks just hatch, they can't walk very well, so they flop everywhere. They're freaked out because they don't know what's going on, because they just entered the world, right? And they hear noises and they see things, and they're very, very confused. So they jostle the other eggs around and they crack it, and then that causes a trauma to the embryo that's in there that's not ready to hatch yet, and it gets shrink-wrapped. So that is something else that can happen that can interfere with hatching. So it suddenly got very bright out here, so I'm going to end the video on that. I hope you've enjoyed today's video. It was about the reasons that all the eggs in a clutch won't hatch. If you've enjoyed this video, please go ahead and leave me a note below to let me know that you enjoyed it. If you have a question about raising baby chicks, you can also leave that note below and I'll try to answer it to the best of my ability. If you've enjoyed this video, also please do consider subscribing and be sure to click the bell to be notified of when I upload videos, which will be every day for the next 16 weeks as we learn to raise baby chicks from day olds, there's a fly bothering me, until they're healthy layers. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye!